Today's sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Tes. And we're beginning at the very top line of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. In yesterday's shir, we ended off with the discussion of machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Chanina versus Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuben Levi as to whether Megillas Tainus was Batel or not. Just as a reminder, the Megillas Tainus was a listing of the minor holidays that occurred after various miracles occurred for Klal Yisrael. Certain persecutions were stopped, certain events occurred, and they declared the minor holidays, which would be forbidden to have either a hesped, a eulogy, or to fast on them, and possibly the day before and the day afterwards as well. So in yesterday's shiur, we talked about an event that occurred on Gimel Tishrei, which was declared a minor holiday because they stopped using the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their shtaros, and this way, when the shtaros were thrown away after they were paid back, it wasn't a desecration of God's name. So the Gemara questions, if you're telling us that this occurred during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you couldn't bring a raya from that story to whether Megillas Tainus was batel or not, because all of the Tanaisim during the second Beis HaMikdash didn't take effect because they were representative of mourning for the loss of the first Beis HaMikdash, and now that the second Beis HaMikdash was built, they didn't fast in those days, that we made simcha and sason, and therefore you can't bring me a raya to anything else about Megillas Tainus. So Gemara says, yom so they should have said that this was already a day of simcha, because in the first place, this is when Gedaliah ben Achikam, the fast day for his assassination, was set up on Gimel Tishrei. If in the second Beis HaMikdash, this was a day of sason and simcha, so then why would they have to have created an additional day of sason, of happiness, on the removal of the Shem of Hashem from the shtaros that occurred on Gimel Tishrei? So they wouldn't have had to have made that. So Amar Rav, Rav explains, no, lo nitzucho el lesor eshel afonav. They needed to go and do that and create a separate new day of simcha to tell you that you're not allowed to have not only Tainus and Hesped on Gimel Tishrei, but also on Beis Tishrei, lesor eshel afonav, to tell you that you can't have Hesped or Tainus on the day beforehand. Shmuel says, shelafonav nami, the day beforehand is also not necessary, Beis Tishrei, day b'chlei, the havel yom shelacha Rosh Chodesh, because that was after Rosh Chodesh, and the day after Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't have Tainesim or Hespedim as well. Shmuel says, no, there's a difference between a Darais or Rosh Chodesh, and these minor holidays that are all derabbanan. Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, or Daraisa lo boy chizuk. We don't need to go and put in any safeguards around the din Daraisa. So if the whole idea of saying the day before or after these minor holidays that were set up in Megillas Tainus was for the purpose of making sure that people didn't violate having no Hespedim or Tanesim on the day itself of the minor holiday, so the rabbis gave chizuk to that by having the day before and the day afterwards as well, so that's not necessary for Din Daraisa. Rosh Chodesh is strong enough on its own that nobody's going to violate it, so therefore you don't have to set up additional requirements to not fast or have a Tainus on the day before or afterwards to strengthen it. Rosh Chodesh is a Daraisa or Daraisa Laboy Chizuk. You don't have to worry that people will not follow through. And we see this for the following brayse of the Tanya. Hayomim ma'elah k'suvim Megillas Tainus, asurin bein lefneim ubein l'achareim. That the days of Megillas Tainus, the rabbis had to add chizuk to them on the day before and the day afterwards to not allow a person to go and fast on those days. Now Tosus points out, in Dibra Maskal Asurim, Hainu L'Tainus. This is only that they added on the strength of not being allowed to have a Tainus the day before or after the days of Megillas Tainus. Abul Behesped Mutter. But he brings down from the Gemara and Tainus that they would be allowed to have eulogies on the day before or afterwards. So for these minor holidays that are listed in Megillas Tainus, so there was an additional restriction that the rabbis gave for Tanesim the day before and the day afterwards. However, Hashabbosos v'yomim tovim heim asurim, but lifneim uleachreim utarim. But for Shabbos and Yantiv, no such additional chumer was added by the Rabbanim that the day before and the day afterwards you're not allowed to have Tanesim. Now why is that? Why should there be a difference? Oh, so that's what this brisa tells us. Ma hefresh bein zeh lazeh. Why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Dinim Daraisa, and all of these other days which are listed in Megillas Tainus, which are Derabbanan? So the Gemara says, Halalu Divrei Torah, Shabbos and Yom Tov is an Issa Daraisa, Bein Divrei Torah Tzrich M'chizuk, and there's no concern that the people are not going to take this very seriously, that the rabbis would have to add additional restrictions. However, Halalu Divrei Sofer, the days of Megillas Tainus are, quote, only Midderabbanan, and therefore people sometimes take leniencies, and therefore therefore the rabbis added additional prohibitions here, not having a Tainus the day before or the day afterwards, in order to go and strengthen the following of these rules that they set up for Megillas Tainus. Now the Gemara says, still, but this question is basically saying, since Gedaliah ben Achikam's assassination, which in the time of Bayis Rishon, or the destruction between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, was a day of sadness and tainis, but it was a din derabanan, and now it turned into a day of simcha during the second Beis HaMikdash, that those days that were fast in the first Beis HaMikdash are now days of simcha in the second Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it's a din derabanan, and it's listed in Megillas Tainis, and therefore it should, in fact, not have been allowed to have a tainis on Beis Tishrei anyway. Why did you have to tell me that Beis Tishrei is not allowed to have a fast on it because of the setting up of the shtaros that they now no longer had a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name in them, and therefore Gimel Tishrei again had to be reestablished as a day of Yontif, a minor Yontif for the Jewish people, and therefore they couldn't fast on Beis Tishrei or on Dalet Tishrei. But it already was that they were not allowed to fast on Beis Tishrei because of Gedaliah ben Achikam's now day of Simcha in Bayis Sheni. Why do they have to add a second day of Simcha on Gimel Tishrei to prohibit fasting on Beis Tishrei? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. Amar Rav Ashi, there's a difference. Gedaliah ben Achikam divrei Kabbalahu. While it is a din derabanan, it's not listed in the Torah, nevertheless it comes from the Nevi'im. And therefore, Gedaliah ben Achikam, it's like a daraisa, divrei Kabbalah, kedivrei Torah domo. And therefore, if you just had the fast, the tainis of Gedaliah ben Achikam, so then we would say that you would be allowed to go and fast on Beis or Dalet Tishrei, because it isn't so requiring of Chizuk, because it's a divrei Kabbalah from the Nevi'im. But when they instituted this additional day of minor holiday of Gimel Tishrei because of the removal of the Shem Hashem from the Shtaros, so now this is definitely something that needs Chizuk, and that's why now, not for Gedaliah ben Achikam, but only because of the Shtaros on Gimel Tishrei, that they now prohibit fasting on Beis and Dalet Tishrei. So therefore, everything works out, and there's no kasha on Rav or Rabbi Hanina's position that Megillas Tainis was batel. We're still going to try to slug that up. Mosi Rav Tuvi by Master. Rav Tuvi by Master has the following shaila. It says in Megillas Tainis elsewhere, the Esrim Untumnaya Bay on the 28th day. Now it's talking there about Adar, so therefore it doesn't mention specifically here that it's Adar, but in Megillas Tainis it was talking about Adar. So Rashi tells us that's what we were talking about, Adar Koy, Megillas Tainis, so it doesn't mention the actual month of Adar here, but it's talking about the month of Adar. So on the 28th day of Adar, Asas Besorto Tafsa Liudoy, good news came to the Jewish people, the lo yidun me'araisa, that a decree that had said that the Jewish people weren't allowed to learn Torah was batel. And therefore, they made this into a minor holiday as well. What happened? Shegazru Hamalchus Gezeira, the wicked Romans, had issued a Gezeira saying that the Jewish people weren't allowed to do three things. Number one, Shlo Yasuk B'Torah, couldn't learn. Number two, Shlo Yamolu Es B'neim, they couldn't have Bris Mila. And number three, Veshichalu Shabbos, they weren't allowed to observe Shabbos, they had to be M'chalu Shabbos. So these three terrible decrees were given against the Jewish people. So what did they do? How did they combat those terrible Roman decrees? So Ma'as saw what the Jewish people do. So Yehuda ben Shemur v'Chaverev, they went, and holchu v'notlu etza mi-matrunisa achas. A matrunisa is like a matron. It means a very fancy chosh of a woman. In this situation, she was a goita, and she was well known in the Roman hierarchy and nobility, and they went to ask an etza from her. Everybody in Rome knew her. She was a famous lady. So they asked her, what should we do to combat these terrible persecutions that the Roman government is trying to force on the Jewish people? So Amar Lahem, so this Matronisa, she obviously was a very nice lady. So she told them, Bo'u, go, if Ginu, Balila, make a hafgana, make a big demonstration, a big protest, and do it at nighttime. Where elsewhere tells us that things are heard much better at nighttime when it's quiet. In the middle of the day, you have a lot of noise going on, so hafgana won't attract so much attention. But at night, when it's quiet, they made a big demonstration, Bo'u vivginu balila. So they did that, holchu vivginu balila, and amru, and they said, Ishamayim, they begged. As Rashi says, this Eishamayim is Kloma, Lemana Kodesh Baruch Hu. They said, do it for the honor of God. All the Romans were listening. So they said, please, in the honor of God, Eishamayim, Lo Acheichem Anachdu, aren't we brothers? V'lo Bnei Av Echad Anachdu, we're both the sons of Yitzchak. Yitzchak had twin sons, Yaakov and Esav. You're Esav, we're Yaakov, so we're brothers. V'lo Bnei Eim Achas Anachdu, and our mother is the same as well. Rivka Imenu is our mother, your mother and our mother. So, manish taneinu mikal uma v'loshom shatem goz milenu gzeirus kashas. What did we do that we deserve that you should be so bothering us so much, that you're torturing us, you're terrorizing us more than any other nation? Leave us alone. And for whatever the reason, the Romans listened, Ubitlum, and the Gzeira was gotten rid of. But Osa Yom shows Oso Yom Tov. That day they made into a Yontov, the 28th day of Adar. When this Gzeira was Bato, they made into a Yontov. Now, here's the question that Rav Tuvi by Masna asked. These Sokadai Tach Bato Megillas Tainis. If you're going to tell me, Rav and Rabbi Chanina, that Megillas Tainis was Bato. So Kamaisa Bato, they got rid of all the minor holidays that had been previously set up. So Kamai Sabato, now they're going to make new ones. Achri Ninaso Mosifin, are they going to add more? They got rid of all the other ones. Are you telling me that they added more? Megillas Tainis was Bato, you're saying. So why would they add any new ones? Oh, must be that they didn't Mavatel Megillas Tainis, like Rav Yochanan and Rav Shuman Levi said, and that's why they kept on adding more. Are you going to tell me, Rav Tuvi, my master says, you're going to tell me that this was before Megillas Tainis was Bato, that they set this up, and only subsequent to this, they will Mavatel all the Megillas Tainis, including the 28th day of Adar. That's not true. Who is the one that set this up? We said, Maso Yehuda ben Shamua v'chaverav. Now, when did they live? Well, Yehuda ben Shamua, he was a Talmid, Tamido, Shor Rabbi Meir. And Rav Meir lived after the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Meir Basa HaChihaba. How do we know that? Now, the Gersa that we have is Ditnan, but it says on the side, and the Masar Sashas, that it should be Ditanya. It's really a Braisa. And it says, Klei Zchuchis Shenikvu. This is the din in Tumah Vatara, that you have glass utensils, and they have a hole in them. So, the Hatif L'Sochon Avor, and you put in it lead to go and fill in the hole. So now, what is the halachic status of this? The glass was originally tameh, and now that it got a hole in it, so the tumah goes away. When you break a utensil, the tumah goes away. But now that you fixed it and you put in lead, do we say that it's now the same kli again that you fixed? And therefore, as Rashi points out, in this situation, shenitmu, the glass was tomei, v'nikvon, you made a hole in it, so it lost the tumah, l'tarin, you put the hole in it, specifically, to go and make it tar, from the tumah that it had previously. And now when you put in the avor, the oferis, Rashi says, listom asenekev, to go and fill in this hole in the utensil. So Rav Yehuda ben Shamua said in the name of Rameya that it returns again, this is the way Rashi understands this, lomar shechazru l'tumah so yishana, that it returns to having the tumah that it had previously. Aye, there was no new tumah that touched it. Why is it this considered like a brand new utensil? The afapisha includes chuchas chozil tumas and yeshana. Now here, Rashi is alluding to a very important halacha. There was a concern that people would go and take a metal utensil that become tameh from tumas meis, and they would break it in some way. So therefore, they wouldn't have to wait the 7 days that you have to go and do the spritzing with the mechatos on day 3 and day 7 and then immerse in the mikvah, and it would take 7 days to make it tar. So therefore, they would just break it, it loses its tumah, and then they would fix it. And boom, that same very day, the tumas mace, which had gone away from breaking it, now it's a brand new utensil. So the rabbis there declared a gzeira that with a metal keli, that if you fixed it, it still would have the tumah that was originally there. So the tumah would come back. But they only made this on metal. They didn't make this on clay zchuchis. So therefore, this was only for kli matchis. And therefore, how do we view this utensil over here that was originally glass, that you made a hole in it, and now you filled it in with lead? Lead is metal. So do we view this like glass, and we say the tumah does not come back automatically when you fix the glass utensil? Or do we say, no, this is like a kli matris by putting in the lead, and therefore the tumah automatically comes back? So that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Yehuda ben Shamua metame mishum Rav Meir. So in this situation, where you had the clay tzchuchas shenikvu, the hitif l'sochan eivor, this is the halacha that Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us that Yehuda ben Shamua said in the name of the Meya that it is returning to its original status of tumah, even though glass normally doesn't. But because of the avor, because of the oferis, the lead, it does return. Now, this is totally an aside. This is the way Rashi understands this gemara. There's Tosas, a different way of understanding it. In any event, this total aside is here for the purpose of teaching us that Rabbi Yehuda ben Shamua was a Talmud of Rav Meir. And we turn to the Omid Beis, the Chachamim Mitarim. By the way, the Chachamim disagreed with this din, and they said that no, the glass loses its tumah when it's broken, and the fact that you put in the Avar doesn't make it go back to its original status. We don't consider it like a Kli Machis, we still consider it like a Kli Tzuchuchis. Bottom line is that this was clearly after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So how can you tell me that this story of the 28th of Adar was occurring before Megillas Tainis was Batel? It certainly occurred after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And therefore, if you're telling me that Megillas Tainis was abrogated, that it was gone, so then why would you in fact say that they instituted new Yomim Tovim if the old Yomim Tovim were all gone? So here we have a good kasha on Rav and Rabbi Chanina, and the Gemara answers, this is in fact a machlokas tanoim. There are those tanoim that say like Rav and Rabbi Chanina, and there are tanoim that say like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Levi. What is that? The Tanya learns of the following brisa. Hayama ma'elu aksuvim Megillas Tainis. Those minor holidays that were listed in Megillas Tainis, Bein bisman shebeis hamikdash kayam, bein bisman shein beis hamikdash kayam. Whether it was during the second beis hamikdash or it was after the second beis hamikdash, Nebuch was destroyed. Asurim, all the rules apply that it's also to have a hesped or a tainis on those days. Divrei Rabbi Meir. In other words, Megillas Tainis was not batel. Rav Meir's opinion would be like Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. However, Rav Yossi Omer, Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Chayim Asur, only during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, were those days prohibited from having Tainis and Hesped. Why? Mipnei Shesimcha Hilem, because these were great days of Simcha, and the rabbis set up that you can't have Tainis or Hesped on those days. However, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nebuch, Ein Beis HaMikdash Chayim, so once the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then the entire Megillas Tainis was batel, and therefore mutarim. Now you are allowed to have Hesper or Tainis on those days, because now these no longer were days of Simcha, because Nebuch, the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed. So everything now is sad, and therefore you were allowed to have days of Hesper and Tainis on the minor holidays listed in Megillas Tainis, as Rav and Rabbi Chanina said, Megillas Tainis was batel. How do we pass the Gemara says? Ve'ilchasa batlu. Oh, first opinion, the Gemara says that we pass him like this Tanaic opinion of Rav Yossi, like Rav and Rabbi Chanina, that Megillas Tainis was batel. Gemara says, Vilchus lo batlu. However, the Gemara says, no, there's an opinion that says we pass it like Rav Meir, and like the Amoroyim, Rav Yochanan and Shmuel Levi. So Gemara says, you have two different Hilchus over here. Kashi Hilchus and Hilchus. Now, which one is it? You can't say that Halacha is this, and then a minute later say that Halacha is the exact opposite. Gemara says, no, lo Kashi, you can. It depends which days in Megillas Tainis you're talking about. So Megillas Tainis also listed Chanukah and Purim. So when you're telling me that they weren't batel, so when you're telling me Megillas Tainis is still extant and that the days are still usher in Hesped and Tainis, that's only referring to Kan b'Chanukah and Purim. However, the rest of Megillas Tainis was batel Kan b'Shari Yomei. So therefore, when the Hilchos says batlu, it's talking about all the other days in Megillas Tainis with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. And when it says Hilchos lo batlu, that's referring to Chanukah and Purim, and this is how we in fact paskin. Then we quoted the Mishnah where it said Al Elul Nei Rosh Hashanah. We said that the Beis Din, when they declared Rosh Chodesh, so if there was Rosh Chodesh Elul, they sent out the messengers, the Shluchim, to go and inform the entire diaspora, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, and likewise they resent them out Ve'al Tishrei Mipnei Takanas HaMuados. So they sent again once they declared that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, i.e. Rosh Hashanah, was on such and such a day. So they sent out the messages again, so everybody would know when the Mu'adim were. Everybody know when Yom Kippur and Sukkot were. Some more questions. It says Kiva the Nafkilu Le'Elul Atishrei Lamalu. Since they sent out the messengers already informing everybody when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, so Elul is always 29 days. Why would they have to send out messengers to tell them when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, when Rosh Hashanah was? Are you going to tell me V'chitema Duma Abrul Elul? Oh, maybe they're going to go make Elul 30 days, and therefore they had to let people know that. No. Ba'amar Rabbi Chinna Bar Kahana Amar Rav. Rabbi Chinna Bar Kahana is the name of Rav. Mi Mos Ezra Ve'elech Lo Motzino El Mu'ubar. What are you worried about? That Elul has 30 days? It never happened from the time of Ezra. In other words, from the beginning of Bayisheni, they didn't really have any time that Elul was a full 30 days. So once the Shluchim went out telling everybody when Elul Rosh Chodesh was, so you could guarantee that the 30th day after that would not be the 30th day of Elul, it would be the first day of Tishrei. So why do they have to send out Shluchim? So Mor says, no, you can't bring me a raya from Lo Motzinu. We didn't find. Lo Motzinu, the Lo Itzrich. You can't tell me that because they didn't usually make it 30 days, that it could never be 30 days. If they needed to, so then, they would. If the rabbis calculated, for whatever the reason, that they needed to have an extra day of Elul, they theoretically would and could make it 30 days. So the fact that they didn't do this, that isn't a raya. And therefore, that's why they sent out Shluchim again on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei to let people know when Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Chodesh was. But this actually leads to a much bigger problem. Oh, Mekalkel Rosh Hashanah. If everybody's expecting Rosh Hashanah to be the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh Elul, and now you go and make the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh Elul the 30th day of Elul, and then the next day is Rosh Hashanah, so you actually have things worse. People are going to be messing up Rosh Hashanah. That's much worse. That's a bigger takala. So that's not going to happen, that they're going to make the 30th day after Elul not be Rosh Hashanah, because it lead to even worse problems. So Gemara says, no, that's actually not worse. Mutov tikalkel Rosh Hashanah, lo yiskalklu kulu muados. In this situation, it would be better if they had to go and mess up what the people thought was Rosh Hashanah and make the 30th day still Elul and not be Rosh Hashanah, and then people will mistakenly think that the 30th day was Rosh Hashanah, and they'll treat what is really Rosh Hashanah as Beis Tishrei. That still is better. But it's better then, if they had to do this, to send out the Shluchim and then make sure that people don't mess up when Yom Kippur was and when Sukkot is. And I'll show you that this is correct, because read the Mishnah very carefully. Daikonami, the Ketani, our Mishnah said as follows. Al Tishrei, they would send out the Shluchim on Tishrei. Why? Mipnei takonas hamuados, to make sure that the muados, that Yom Kippur and Sukkot were in the right time. So in the rare situation where they would have to go and change around Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, to be the 31st day after Rosh Chodesh Elul, so then they would always send out the Shluchim to make sure that people knew exactly when Yom Kippur was and Sukkot was. And just to let people know for sure that that, in fact, didn't happen, they would send out Shluchim always for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, even though the vast majority of the time that wasn't necessary. Then we said in the Mishnah, Yal Kislev, they would send out Shluchim in the month of Kislev, so people would know when Chanukah was, Mipnei Chanukah, and likewise in Adar, Yal Adar, they would send out the Shluchim, Mipnei Purim, so people would know when Purim was. So where it says, Ve'ilu Nis'abra Hashanah, what would they do in a leap year, when we have, like in this coming year, an Adar Aleph and an Adar Beis? So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that in a leap year that they would send out also in Adar Beis, to announce when Purim was, because the Shluchim was sent out for Adar Aleph, so they were telling them when Purim would be, but Purim wasn't in Adar Aleph, Purim ended up being in Adar Beis. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Ilu nisabra Hashanah, yotzim ap al Adar Sheni mipnei HaPurim. But it didn't say that, lo kitani. Why didn't it say that? That's the Gemara's question. Based upon what you just said, that they sent out Shluchim to tell us when Chanukah was, and sent out Shluchim to tell us when Purim was, so then in the year that you have an Ibur Yar, when you have an extra Adar, they should have to resend out the Shluchim at the beginning of Adar Sheni to tell us that Adar Sheni's Rosh Chodesh was on such and such a day, and therefore Purim is going to be on Yudalit of Adar Sheni. Why didn't they do that? Tosus actually asked a very interesting question. They would have to send out Shluchim to tell them that it was a leap year. Why wasn't that known? Why wasn't that done? So Tosis gives a very interesting teretz. Tosis says that if they didn't mis'aber the year, if they didn't declare that it would be Ibur Yar before Rosh Chodesh Adar of what would be now Adar Aleph, so then how did they let them know that it was an Ibur Yar? So Tosis answers, it's a very simple calculation. Because the people, as we know, in the Mishnah it said that they would send out Shluchim to tell them when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, so they would know when Purim was. So Tosis says, Yishlomar, kiven the Shluchim Yotzin al Nisan, so the people would be expecting any day now to get the Shluchim announcing that Nisan had been Rosh Chodesh on such and such a day. When those Shluchim don't come, the people will on their own realize, hey, we're expecting the Shluchim to tell us when Nisan Rosh Chodesh was and nobody came. It must be because it's an Ibur Yar. And that's how they would know. That's how they know that it's Shana Muberis. In any event, we get back to our question over here. Why didn't they send out Shluchim for other bays to let them know when Purim was? So the Gemara answers, obviously, Masnisan, the local Rebbe, our Mishnah cannot be in accord with Rebbe's opinion. What was Rebbe's opinion? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rebbe Omer, im nisabra Hashanah, yotzin, af al ador Hashanah, im nisabra Purim. Ah, Rebbe said exactly, you should do that. So therefore, Rebbe's opinion was that if it was an Ibur Yar, they would send out Shluchim on other bays, and the town of our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rebbe, and therefore the town of Mishnah did not send out Shluchim on other bays. Now, why not? After all, Rebbe is right. If the year is an Ibur Yar, so why weren't they sending out to let them know when Purim was in other bays? So what it says, this is what Rebbe and his Bar Plukta, the author of our Mishnah, are arguing about. Lema b'holkem iflugi. The Ma'ar Shavar, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, kol mitzos ha-noagos b'sheni, noagos b'rishon. It doesn't make a difference if it's other Rishon or other Sheni. Once you held that it was Purim, they got the notice that Purim, where Rosh Chodesh was on such and such a day, so Purim is going to be 14 days later, and they held Purim. They did Matanos Lavyonim, they did Shalach Monos, they read the Megillah, they had Sudas Purim, they had all the mitzvos. Okay, then they find out that it's other Sheni. Big deal. They already yotzei all the mitzvos of Purim, and there's no need to know that other Sheni came out on such and such a day because they don't celebrate Purim in other Sheni. they celebrated Purim in Adar Rishon. No, if they didn't celebrate Purim in Adar Rishon, they did know that it was Adar Sheni, so then they would celebrate Purim in all the mitzvahs of Purim in Adar Sheni. That's the opinion of the Tana of Mishnah. So therefore, it wasn't necessary to send out Shluchim for Adar Sheni. But Rebbe holds, no, Mar Sovar, Kol Mitzvos, and Ogos Visheni, ain't no Agos Bar Rishon. He says, no, if you mistakenly did all of those things in Adar Rishon, you'd have to redo them again in Adar Sheni. So therefore, Rebbe, it was essential that they send out and let the people know that it was Adar Sheni. According to the Tana of Mishnah, it wasn't so essential. Mar says, that can't be, though. No. Lo, that's incorrect. Because the Kuli Amma Mitzvah and Ogos Bisheni ain't Ogos Rishon. What are you talking about? You have Kali Yisrael, half of Kali Yisrael celebrating Purim in other Rishon, and half of Kali Yisrael celebrating Purim in other Sheni. Can't be. And in fact, everybody holds that if you have an Ebor yard, when you have other Sheni, that you have to go and celebrate Purim in the month that's closest to Nisan. And therefore, there is no such machlokis over here as to which month is other Rishon Purim, or is it other Sheni that has Purim. So then what are you arguing about? We do have machlokis over here. So Rebbe and the Tana of our Mishnah are arguing about the whole concept of an Ibar Yar as follows. The Tanya, Kama Ibar Shana, Shloshim Yom. An Ibar Yar, when you add on a month, so the opinion is of the Tana Kama in this Brisa that it's 30 days. Always 30 days. So if you're adding on a month of other Sheni, so then other Rishon is always going to have 30 days. So there was no reason to then let people know that Rosh Chodesh Adar came on a certain time. If you knew that it was a Rosh Chodesh Adar, they knew that it was a second Adar, so then they automatically knew when Rosh Chodesh was because they knew when Rosh Chodesh of the first Adar was. So that's the opinion of Tanakama. And Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel disagrees. Omer Chodesh, he says, no, it's 29 days. Right now we're understanding Chodesh is meaning 29 days. We'll see in a moment that's an incorrect way to understand this. So therefore, the Tana of our Mishnah says, if you know for a fact that Rosh Chodesh of Adar Aleph was on a certain day, and you know for a fact that it's always 30 days, so then you automatically know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis is, and no need to send that Shluchim. Whereas Rebbe's opinion is like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, which we'll see in a moment exactly how to understand that, but it's not a guarantee that the first Adar is either 29 or 30 days, and therefore Rebbe said you have to send that Shluchim to tell them when the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Beis was, so they would know when Purim was. More questions, if you're telling me, right now we understood it simply, that the Tana Kama says it's always 30 days, and Rashi Gamaliel says it's always a Chodesh, it was always 29 days. So then, how does that assist us in telling us Rebbe's opinion? So, Ma'ishnah Shloshim, just like Shloshim, the Tana Kama said the Yodeh, and therefore the Tana of our Mishnah says there's no reason to send out Shluchim. If you're telling me that it's a Chodesh, which means by definition 29 days, it's the same thing. Chodesh Nami Yodeh, if it's 29 days, so then everybody will know that Rosh Chodesh Adar is was on a certain day, and therefore 29 days is the end of the month, and then the 30th day will be Rosh Chodesh of Adar Sheni. So again, it's both of them, both opinions, the Tana Kama and Rav Shimon Gamaliel, both support this idea. And we have no right to Rebbe at all. So he says, no. What did Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel mean when he says Chodesh? It means either 29 or 30 days, and that supports Rebbe. Amar Papa, Mandi Amar Chodesh, when Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel said Chodesh, it means it could be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. Ratzah Chodesh, which means 29 days, or Ratzah Shloshim, it could be 30 days. And therefore, we don't know. And that's why, according to Rebbe, he holds like this opinion of Rav Shimon Gamaliel, and therefore, you have to send that Shluchim to let people know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis was, so they would know when Purim was. Now, the word says, Heyed Rav Yishua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kadisha of Yerushalayim. Rav Yishua ben Levi, he testified in the name of the Kahala Kadisha of Yerushalayim. Yerushalmi tells us that they were known as the Eda Kedusha, they were the holy congregation, the Kala Kedisha, and the Seder Hadoros, he brings down the who were these people. So included amongst them were the famous Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam and Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya, and they would spend a third of their day learning Torah, a third of the day davening, and a third of the day doing work. And that's why they were known as this Eda Kedosha, or this Kahala Kedisha. Alternatively, they would spend their winter days learning Torah, and they worked in the summer to make a parnasa. So that's why they're known as very, very holy people. The Sifsei Chacham adds and says that they were such holy people that all the Shadim would use to run away from them. Okay, so in any event, we have over here Rabbi Yishua ben Levi being made. He's testifying in the name of this Kahala Kadisha, Al Shnei Adorim Shemekachin Osam V'yom Ibureim. What does this mean? It means that Rosh Chodesh would only be 29 days for both Adar, on what's called the Yom Iburayim, which would be the potential day to make it an Ibur month, to make it an extra long month, to have it a Mali month, so they never heard, they never happened for both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. It always was a 29-day month. Shmuel says, really? Is that true? That both Adars are always going to be 29 days and never have 30 days? So the Gemara says that goes against Lafuke Midorish of Nachum Rechista. To say that other always says 29 days, whether it's other Aleph or other Beis, goes against what Rav Nachum Rechista said. And he said this, Heyed Rav Simoi Mishum Chagai Zechari Malachi. He said that Rav Simoi, he said over in the name of the three great Nevi'im, the last Nevi'im, Chagai Zechari Malachi, that Al Shnei Adarim, the 2 months of Adar, when you have an Ibur Yar, you can do it any one of three ways. Shim Ratzu Lasosim Shnei Malayim Osim. Shnei Chaserin Osim. If you wish, Basin can set up that both of them are going to be chaser, 29 days, both of them will be mole, 30 days, or that one would be chaser, one would be mole. And in fact, that was halacha l'maisa, what they in fact did. And the Rabbeinu Chananel puts that over here, 4 lines on the bottom, kacha yunogi megola means in pumpadisa. So they did this, and clearly this goes against the idea that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi was made from the Kala Kedisha, that it was always chaser. Gemara says, "Umishum Rabbeinu Amru," and they said over the name of Rabbi. Now, Rabbi here means Rav. It doesn't mean Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, but here it means Rav. So they said this over the name of the great Rav. In fact, the halacha lemaisa was, well, theoretically, both could be chaser, both could be mole, or one could be chaser, one could be mole. Lemaisa, they always made it that one was mole and one was chaser. Olam echad mole v'echad chaser. We always make Adar Rishon mole, 30 days, and Adar Sheni is always 29 days. Unless, ad shivada l'chosh hukba rosh chodesh v'zmano. Unless they knew for a fact that they made Adar Rishon to be 29 days, so then the presumption always was that the first Adar was always going to be mole, and the second Adar was always going to be chaser. So therefore, obviously, this testimony that Rav Shimon ben Levi gave in the name of the Kala Kedisha Yerushalayim was not in accord with what Rav Nachman bar Chista was darish. Gemara continues and says, Shalchu lei lemar ukva. They sent over to Mar Ukva the following statement, and they said, Adar asamuch l'nisan l'olam chaser, that the Adar that is next to the month of Nisan is always going to be 29 days. So if you only have one Adar, it's going to be only 29 days. You never have in our calendar that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is only going to be always 1 day, because we know for a fact that Adar, if it was only a single Adar, was always going to be 29 days. And if you had an Ibur Yar, like we said, the presumption was that the first month would be 30 days, and then the second Adar would only be 29 days. So the month of Adar that was before Nisan, whether it was Adar Rishon in a regular year, only Adar, or if it was Adar Beis in an Ibur Yar, it's always going to have 29 days. That's what they told Mar Ukva. Masiv, Rav Nachman says this isn't true. We're going to have the Mishnah in an upcoming Shia 2 days from now. It's going to say, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalin Es HaShabbos, that the witnesses, when they have to come to testify that they see the new moon, so they're allowed to be Mechal Es HaShabbos only Al Nisan V'Al Tishrei. They're allowed to travel for saying that the new moon is on Nisan or that the new moon is on Tishrei. They can actually go and be Mechal Es HaShabbos to go and get to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din. Now, if you're going to tell me that sometimes other that's before Nisan is 29 days and sometimes the other that's before Nisan is 30 days, we understand. Now we understand why the Shluchim have to go and make sure that we know that Nisan and therefore Pesach comes out on the right day, because you're dealing with tremendous Yisurim if you have Chometz on Pesach. So everybody has to know exactly when Pesach is. So therefore, if you're telling me that sometimes the other before Nisan could be 29 days, sometimes it could be 30 days, so we have to understand why it's essential to be Mechal Shabbos, even the Edom, to go and let us know when Rosh Chodesh was. But, and we turn to Chofel Med Aleph, El Iyamis L'Olam Chosid, if you're going to tell me that Adar, the Adar before Nisan, is only going to be 29 days, it's always 29 days, am I Mechal Edom? So then what's the point of having the Edom have to be Mechal Shabbos? It's not going to serve any real purpose, because we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is. It's always going to be the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh of Adar. So the Gemara says, no, it isn't so obvious. Mishum de mitzvah l'kadesh al arida. You're right. From a knowledge point of view, it won't make any difference. However, because there's a mitzvah to bring the Edom and to testify that this is Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, they're allowed to go and be Mechal Shabbos. Now, this sounds like a very good answer, but it actually raises many, many more questions than it answers, and we're ultimately going to reject this answer in an upcoming shiur. Because the obvious question is, so we just said that this allows you only to send out the shluchim to be mechalal Shabbos for both Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Tisrei. But if you're telling me that it's mitzvah kavdinan, that you have to go and do the mitzvah to be mekadesh al hariyah, so then this should apply to every single month. If you're telling me it's a mitzvah, so what does it have to do with Nisan and Tishrei? It has to do with the mitzvah to be mekadesh the chodesh al hariyah, and therefore witness should be able to come and be mechalal every chodesh, to be mechalal Shabbos for every chodesh to be mekayim this mitzvah lekadesh al hariyah. And this is such a good question that we're going to ultimately reject this teretz, but that will have to wait till another shiur. With this, we conclude today's shiur.